Saturday, November the 27th. And this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, catch up, new variant causes concern, and France and Britain row over migrants. First, the week in brief. The World Health Organization labelled a new COVID-19 variant, first identified in South Africa, a quote, variant of concern, and named it Omicron. Preliminary evidence suggests that it carries a greater risk of reinfection than other strains. Belgium, Hong Kong, and Israel confirmed cases of it among travellers arriving from Africa. The EU imposed travel restrictions from several South African countries, so did America, starting on Monday for non-citizens. Other countries, such as Britain and Japan, had already taken such measures. Stock markets suffered their biggest falls in more than a year. Several COVID vaccine manufacturers said they were already testing whether their drugs would need to be tweaked to deal with Omicron. BioNTech said it could adapt the mRNA jab it produces with Pfizer within 6 weeks if necessary. The new shots would be ready for shipping within 100 days. The firm reckons it will know how effective its existing vaccine is against the new strain within 2 weeks. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had seen intelligence suggesting that a group of Russians and Ukrainians planned to stage a coup in the country in early December. The conspirators were trying to enlist Rinat Akhmatov, Ukraine's richest man, he said. Mr. Zelensky gave few particulars and stopped short of implicating the Kremlin. It denied involvement anyway. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, lashed out at Boris Johnson, Britain's prime minister, for requesting on Twitter that France take back migrants who arrive in Britain via the English Channel. 27 people drowned while attempting the crossing on Wednesday. Both countries have blamed each other. Meanwhile, nearly 500 migrants were rescued off the coast of Tunisia on Friday while trying to reach Europe. Japan approved $6.8 billion of extra defence spending in response to China's and North Korea's growing assertiveness in East Asia. The purchase of new patrol planes and surface-to-air missiles listed in next year's budget will be accelerated. The package will bring military spending as a share of national income to its highest level since the 1950s. Carlos Arthur Nuzman, the former head of the Rio 2016 Olympic Games and the Brazilian Olympic Committee, was sentenced to nearly 31 years in jail for buying votes for Brazil to host the Games. The 79-year-old was found guilty of money laundering, tax evasion, corruption, and criminal organisation. He will remain free pending an appeal. Merck, a pharmaceutical company, said its antiviral COVID-19 treatment is less effective than previously thought. Last month, Merck said that molnupiravir, an oral drug, reduced the risks associated with infection by approximately 50%. A full analysis of trial results, though, suggests the actual reduction is closer to 30%. Several countries, particularly in Asia, have already ordered supplies of the drug. Word of the week. Grew. Noun. A word used by linguists to refer to the part of the colour spectrum between blue and green. Many languages, particularly those used in sunny climes, do not distinguish between the two colours. And editor's note. Whether you're a loyal fan or a new listener, we want to hear from you. We're launching a listener survey so you can tell us what you think about our shows and so we can find out what you would like to hear more of. To take part, visit economist.com/briefing survey. That's economist.com/briefing survey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.